This is Freedom Fiends. This is Mr. Derek J. Broadcasting from Pod Bay 2 Gay. Professional Prisoner Studios. We blast only the highest quality happiness waves out into the atmosphere. This surrounds the globe with good vibrations and forces bad hamsters to surrender. This cools your stool to a tepid and tenacious 75 degrees and keeps a sin flood of straightism out of your brain. Is it working, MK? Is it working? Can you feel it?
Oh, I'm totally feeling it. Ooh. I'm totally feeling it.
Mm. I feel it. Very. I feel it.
Sangeeta.
I feel
it. Hi, Sangeeta.
Hey.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I'm feeling it. Yeah, all right. For the insomniacs.
Blow me under a palm tree.
Swing
shift
workers.
Blow me under a palm tree. Blow me under a palm tree.
I have no idea.
What kind of gun, Derek?
Oh, I got a gun today. I live in New Hampshire, and it's
what
very
kind of
easy,
gun, Derek?
Easy to get guns. It's a Glock 26, which is known as the baby Glock. It's tiny. It was designed in 1994, or was released
girly
that
gun.
Year. Yeah,
girly gun.
It's a girly gun because, well, it's in a 9mm, which is enough for self-defense, but it's also
girly
really
Glock.
Small and good
girly
enough
Glock.
For self-defense. It's a girly Glock.
Hey, I carry an LC9. There's nothing wrong
you
with
do?
Small nines, so I do.
I held one of those today while I was gun shopping. They're so cute. Does yours have a little laser on it?
They're really cute. No, I don't have a laser, but I did have to get one of those little pinky grip extenders because it was just a little bit too small.
Yeah.
But it's great for carrying. I love it. So that, and then I also have a Springfield XDM compact, and I'll sometimes carry that one. That one's a lot bigger, though. So.
Whoa, yeah, those are
like
huge.
LC9.
I open carry a battle rifle. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Nice.
Sangeeta. Where do you do that? There aren't too many freedom friends.
I open carry a battle rifle everywhere I go.
Well, where is everywhere? Do you travel all over the world? Because some places, like the magazine I bought today, holds 33
my
rounds.
My backyard.
Your backyard. Okay,
my
not
backyard.
Very descriptive. Earth, on Earth. I don't know if you're in Mexico or...
my property.
Sangeeta's evading.
My property in Wyoming.
Yeah. It's oh, all okay. All right, Wyoming. Now she's narrowed it down.
Okay.
They are very gun-friendly there. We're all in gun-friendly places, fortunately. Freedom
yeah.
people go to
leaving the house
places.
Is overrated.
Yeah.
There you go.
But you live in Florida, MK.
Florida man likes guns.
Yeah.
And you, do you open carry?
Oh, Florida man loves guns. I do not open carry. I do concealed carry. They don't allow open carry here.
What? Do you need some kind of yes. special permit to have a gun or to conceal carry?
You do need a permit for concealed carry, yes. And, I mean, you can kind of... of open carry, like if you're on your way to go hunting or fishing or something like that, and you have like some uncovered rifles or something, like they'll let you get away with that. But you can open carry on private property. Like I can open carry in the office I work at, but you know, leaving that
you can't open carry in Texas either.
Yeah, isn't that weird that Texas doesn't have that type of gun freedom? Only it's got this one weird loophole, like if you've got a black powder rifle from 1859 or earlier, then it's acceptable, and then it's okay to have a pistol open carry it on your hip. It's so strange, these weird little loopholes. But anyway, I was thrilled.
It's really bizarre.
Because I come from a place in...
in Wyoming, it's required by law that every man, woman, and child carry a gun.
Yeah, Wyoming is America's
right.
Switzerland. It's just like
pretty much.
We need more children carrying guns.
Yeah, well, who's going to train them?
Arm
you?
The children.
You going to train the?
I'll train the children.
You children. You.
I'll
children.
Train up the children in good
ew.
Gun safety.
Yeah.
Ew.
What gun safety?
They're sticky and they ask too many questions. Is that
they're
is that
sticky.
The thing about the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When was the first time you went shooting? Speaking of kids, were you a kid? Did your pa take
let's
you out?
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I probably shot a BB gun first. So I was probably in my maybe like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
So.
I was 12. I remember it was a rite of passage for me. Like dad was like, "Come on, I'm going to take you out to the mountain. We're going to go shooting." Like we shot a shotgun, a rifle, and a handgun. On different targets, and never at anything that looked alive. We don't have any... My dad's sort of a pansy about that stuff. Like, no living targets. Only, like, circles and X's and stuff.
You know, he doesn't want to train.
Yeah, I didn't go shooting a lot. I wish I'd gone shooting more as a kid, but I got into it more as an adult. So, yeah, we didn't go to the range very often. But yeah, I got more into it, and it's just really fun, and it's really great. I've taken Appleseed courses, like a rifle marksmanship course, and a combat-focused pistol class that was really, really informative. Both events were just, I mean, it really improved my skills. And I like to do it again, actually, if I find the time to. But I recommend both of those programs. So,
yeah.
Is there some kind of pistol class?
Yeah, definitely
defensive pistol class.
I have Brett duct taped in my trunk.
Brett's duct taped in the trunk.
Brett got abducted.
So naughty, gosh.
Sangeeta, jeez. You can't do stuff like that. Abducting people is wrong. You better give him back.
That violates the non-aggression principle.
Maybe in the next segment, you can release Brett.
Yes.
To our demands. You know,
Mew, mew, mew.
Right. Well, where I live in Berlin, New Jersey, that's where I'm from, there's a woman who was just murdered, stabbed in her driveway as she came home. And...
Oh, I heard about
it. It was
that,
her
Derek.
Crazy,
oh,
crazy ex-boyfriend who she was worried about. She had a restraining order against him.
Sorry, too soon.
The cops, they didn't give her the concealed carry license that she was asked, or not the concealed carry, the permit to even get a gun. In New Jersey, you have to ask permission from your local police department before you can even go and buy a gun.
Oh,
so she paid the money, fingerprints. And waited the time, and then the police took more than double the time they were supposed to take. They have to take 30 days. They took, like, over 2 months. And they didn't give her the permit, and then she was just murdered in her
Jersey
front
lawn. So square.
So I'm like, I'm not going to let that stuff happen. I'm not going to be a victim.
No.
I'm an independent woman, and I'm going to go and get myself a gun. So
there you go.
I moved to New Hampshire years ago, and I can go and do that, unlike this woman in New Jersey.
Yeah. And people who are in abusive situations, I mean, they're the ones who need protection the most, and the cops aren't going to do it, you know?
No.
I mean, I wonder how many times, you know, she got into an altercation and, you know, tried to get the cops to protect her maybe from this guy, and that didn't obviously happen. I mean, even restraining orders can only go so far. You know, people can obviously violated that one, and it's just so tragic that she didn't have any way to defend herself, despite having a record too of this person coming and specifically targeting her with violence.
Nothing could be that good about living in New Jersey, seriously. I mean, just
no.
Get out of there. What are all those people still doing there? Blows my mind.
I got lost one time. The only time I ever went through New Jersey was on my way to the first Pork Fest I went to a couple years ago, and I got lost there, and it scared the crap out of me. Like,
I swear, that's all it's good for. It's just roads.
I didn't know that you couldn't pump your own gas. Like, what's up with that?
It's illegal. Yeah, it's a myth that anyone even lives there. It's just roads.
The guy was really mean about it, too.
Well, I always do it anyway.
You don't want to live where Bruce Springsteen and Tony Soprano live.
Yeah, that's such a draw. No, I do pump my own gas, though, as an act of disobedience whenever I'm visiting family in Jersey. Just because the pump guys, the attendants are always so slow, first of all. And second of all...
Is that what you kids are calling it, Derek?
Yeah. it's easy to do yourself. And third of all, they always expect a tip. When you've got out-of-state plates, they're thinking, oh, this guy doesn't know. This is some loser from New Hampshire. He doesn't know that, you know, we have to pump his gas. He thinks that he's at some full station. So they expect some tip. Like, I don't know what the game is all about. It's like, man, I'm from Jersey. I'm not giving you anything. You're here.
Don't they get paid? I mean...
Yeah, they get paid full salary.
That's a bizarre
full
thing.
Hourly wage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the guy was so mean about it, because I had never been there. It was me and a friend, and, you know, it's the middle of the night, too, so we don't know where we are in New Jersey, and we pull up to a seemingly abandoned gas station. It was so creepy. It was so creepy. And this guy is just kind of there, and he didn't even look like he worked there. He just kind of looked like some random, maybe possibly homeless person, and he bangs on my car. It was really...
That's what you want.
I didn't know who he was, or, you know... Yeah, so he's, like, banging on my car, trying to get me to move up, you know, so he can pump the gas, and I didn't know that
He just wants to be your friend.
You didn't explain anything. anything. I was conceiving like, he was just in Jersey. Yelling. Like, he was just like, move, move.
It's like, why don't you know what's going on? Yeah, isn't that kind of... That is one of the...
Use your words, man.
That is one of the weird things, though, about, you know, going different places, about traveling, like, not knowing the customs at different places. It's so weird to me that rules apply... you know, indiscriminately, no matter where you are on the planet, you know, like, oh, okay, well, you're in India, the rules of India are going to apply to you. Like, it's weird to me that the rules don't follow you, like the MK bubble.
Right.
You know, that you're like, no, I have my policies, I have my contracts with
the
everyone.
Rules in India suck.
And they follow me.
The rules in India suck.
But, right, India. I was just pulling a random example, like in the U.S., you know, whatever our borders are. You know, why should the rules apply like that? It's just weird. So
yeah, and there's some things that you wouldn't even think anything of doing that would be really offensive to other people in other places. And it's like, sometimes you just don't even realize that. So, yeah.
Changing your nationality should be as easy as changing your phone company.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and there's a guy who's trying to do that. Remember Veet Yedlichka? Have you heard about this guy from Liberland? What's it called? Libertopia?
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Do you know about Liberland. This place
yeah,
in between Croatia and Romania or something? There's this unclaimed area of the earth where both of these countries, since this war in the 90s, they never really agreed on because it's not very desirable territory. It's all like swampland, basically. And so there's this area that's on their border.
So like Florida?
Yeah, it's like Florida. I guess it's like the new Manhattan because, you know, that was apparently... undesirable territory at the time that was purchased for very little. This is a guy, Veet Yedlichka, who apparently declared himself the president of this little territory. And it's like an Ancapistan. These people are like for total freedom. I mean, I guess it would be no taxation, no in immigration rules. You know, just come and
talk
go as you please.
Talk about the gay creation capitalist, Derek. Talk about the gay creation capitalist, Derek.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. But are they gay out there?
You saw the pictures today.
Yeah, the gay capitalists. Yeah, there are gay capitalists over in Croatia. Maybe they should go to Liberland and reinforce those gutsy
Nazis. Worldwide.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm going to let Derek out of my trunk. I mean, Brett out of my trunk.
Brett.
All right.
Release
come
the
back.
Brett.
Come back, Brett.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Rear. Rear.
Socialist and his feet stink. I can smell him from here. Brett!
Terrible.
You're back.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to be with you guys. Great to be with you guys.
The trunk of Michael's car could not have been comfortable. I mean, Sangeeta. Apparently, you were tied up and in a trunk. So, are you feeling better now?
I'm feeling better, yeah. It was a real teaching emergency room there before the show, but I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Me too. I was just talking about how much I love guns and gun shopping. I was nervous today, though, honestly. So I made a video explaining like how easy it is to get a gun in New Hampshire, and people are saying, don't do this, you know, it's going to look anti-gun. Because all the anti-gun people want to promote, like, oh, look, you could just go to those criminal states, those live-free-or-die states like New Hampshire, and just go get a gun. There's nothing in between you.
Yeah, they'll give one to Derek J.
Right. They'll give one to anybody. So I wanted to make that video because, you know, there was a woman who died in my hometown, Brett. Who couldn't because she couldn't get a gun in time, and there was a crazy person after her. Now, fortunately, I don't have any crazy people after me that I know of, but I want to be independent and self-reliant, and part of that's being able to defend myself. So I got myself a little baby Glock 26. Sangeeta called it a girly gun. but that's okay. So whatever, we were talking about guns and how much we love them, and MK says she has one and she carries at work. So that seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you carry a gun at work?
No, I work at home, so I feel pretty safe. But I don't even own a gun.
Really? Shouldn't advertise that. You should tell people you got lots of big guns.
Well, I got my fists, you know. That's,
there you go.
It might not be enough. It might not be enough for some opponents, but it's something I've thought more seriously about. You know, obviously being trained first in firearm safety. I've never shot a gun.
Whoa. What do you think of that? You're from New Hampshire. Wow. This is just impossible. I thought, you know, as soon as you exit the womb, you're handed a Colt revolver and you get your first shot at a range.
Yeah, we fire into the air. That's how we announce our birth. We fire just a gun into the air as a newborn.
Right. They hand you some fireworks.
Yeah, I really need to get serious about this, don't I?
Well, yeah.
I like the idea of your body being the first mode of defense, like being trained in martial arts or something. It's something I plan to do eventually. Right now I carry because it's just kind of more convenient, but it's not ever something I really want to use. And I mean, I didn't really own any guns until probably just a couple years ago. I wasn't super into it, but I think they're super useful for defense. And until I learn some more like martial arts or something like that, then I feel more comfortable carrying. But yeah, I mean, I wish I didn't have to, you know. I don't like feeling the need to carry a gun, if that makes sense. Like,
why?
I'm all for self-defense. I'm all for guns, but...
You don't like the idea that there are things more powerful than you out in the world? I mean, it's not just for people, right? You can use a gun against a bear or something. It's like, there are things out in the world that are bigger and scarier than you. So the way I view it is it's the way of the porcupine.
Right, right.
You know, it's like guns aren't offensive. They're defensive tools. Like, the porcupine doesn't use its quills against anybody, but if it's not defenseless, let's say that. So, you know, come on, Brett. Embrace the way of the porcupine. I guess I'm less worried about the animals...
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that there are bad people out there who would want to hurt me. That's more my thinking on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a really unfortunate thing that we haven't
progressed
to where... Yeah, I mean, I don't like lose sleep over it or anything. It's not like I'm wandering around like, oh, I could get raped at any second. You know, I don't live in fear or anything.
It's been over 2 minutes.
And even less so carrying. It's been over 2 minutes. Yeah, right? It has been, yeah.
Have we convinced you, Brett? Are you going to go out and get a gun tomorrow?
I was convinced, you know. It's the same reason I think I don't smoke pot is I just don't have the energy to go out and find it and buy it. You know?
Yeah.
To go through all the steps to get it into my hands.
Are you you one of those people who does all his shopping online? Like, you buy new underwear online, you buy a new toothbrush online. Like, you don't even go out into the world for these things?
No, I buy a lot online. I really like eBay.
I knew it.
Great deals on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hermit's paradise.
Amazon. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I am a bit of a hermit. I like thrift stores.
Yeah. What's the last thing you got at a thrift store? Last cool thing.
A rug.
Cool rug. I got some cool. I got two weird paint by number pictures of Jesus Christ. Sent them to a friend.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains, because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF,
because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Worms.
Oh.
Worms. I've got to say that.
Yeah.
Are you safe? Have you been contacted by the government? MK?
Oh, no.
MK, nope, AK. Nope. MK47.
Nice. I like that. Oh, I'll be hosting with AK, Angela Keaton, at Porkfest.
She's AK?
She's going to join a Fiends episode. Yeah.
No, I have AK on my show, Flaming Freedom. We have Gay K47 is one of our co-hosts.
Yes.
So
nice.
We're talking about guns still. I love guns. And then we got to Vit Yedlichka. He's the new president of this, like, place, Lieberland, that's supposed to be Mr. like Freedomville. It's only like 3 square miles, though. It's very small. And they have all these elaborate plans of skyscrapers and heliports being landed on top of it. But, you know, good. They're dreamers, and it's attracting dreamers. Apparently, the president was arrested trying to get into his own country recently, though. So, there's a bit of complications
around it. Yeah, they stopped him.
Yeah.
I think Wikipedia, it says the access road was reported to be in bad condition. So, someone needs to build the road.
The access road? There's one?
The road? There's one.
The one
Can't
road.
Can't mess that up. This should be, I think they got this. I think they can, build
Boy,
the road.
I hope the government isn't in charge. It'll never get done.
So they're a constitutional republic with elements of direct democracy.
We don't want that.
Yeah, so there's some government. It's not quite Ancapistan, but it's pretty close. It's you know, it's getting there.
Yeah.
Very libertarian leaning.
We deported Brett
Very interesting.
To Liberland during the break. We tied him back up, threw him in a box, and shipped him out. Yeah. Well, he'll report back to us what it's like in the Freedom Country.
Get lots of trunk time tonight.
I'd like to know, you know, because I moved to New Hampshire, MK, as a last-ditch effort for more freedom. Like, man, I can't see it happening anywhere. I looked all over, you know, and I've traveled the world. I've been to different places, Greece and China, and I don't see freedom anywhere, but the U.S. has maybe a chance at it, and this is kind of my culture and where I come from, so it makes sense to kind of stay. New Hampshire's got it going on. I don't know, like, in terms of people getting together for freedom. Oh, wait a minute. Did we get our friend Brett returned from Liberland?
Sure.
Yeah. He's back from vacation.
Good.
Vacation in Liberland. Was he building the road?
You sound very
disappointed. Brett, were you building the road in Liberland?
It's not a good trip.
What is Liberland? I need to be brought up to speed on this, I think.
Oh, it's a new country, kind of. It's like a micronation.
Oh, I love new countries.
Yeah. But they're sort of like, they have the yellow and gold Ancapistan thing going on more than any other country. Like, they've sort of beat New Hampshire to the secession punch. And I guess that's where I was going with my talk about, like, why I moved to New Hampshire and everything. But, you know, this is for people who want to secede. What, Liberland?
What's their motto, MK?
Yeah, to live and let live.
Worms.
That sounds great.
Brett,
well, New Hampshire's live free or die, right? That's pretty hardcore, though.
Yeah, live free or die. But they don't act like it.
It's like,
That's only a motto, trust me. The people in Liberland, though, they have to get to their area by boat. I mean, you got to be a little bit hardcore. You got to get into a boat and actually paddle your way down. It's like through a swamp. There are alligators. There are obstacles.
Nice. That doesn't, well,
it's Pitfall.
Well, their population.
Oh, I love Pitfall.
Their population is 3. I think they have 3 people now.
Okay.
You know, so they need to
small place.
Breed or reach out more. They've got obstacles,
30.
Though.
Wait a second.
Oh, they have a population
around
30?
30 people. Yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
All right. Well, it's not too much inbreeding going on yet.
No. That's below the tipping point, so they should be okay.
Yeah.
They'll take donations in Bitcoin. Look at that.
For what? What's your donations fund?
I don't know. That's not very specific.
More boats?
It just says they accept donations in Bitcoin.
Maybe it's for their army.
It's to build the one road.
Surely they're building up an army. Because, you know, in anarchy, it's going to be a bunch of roving gangs. So they're working on their, I don't know. Apparently, the president was arrested in Croatia while he was trying to enter. He was trying to go to his home. And they were like, no, come with us. And he went to court and everything. But he acted like this was all just so cordial. Like, oh, you know, we had a nice little meeting. I'm like, you were under arrest. You went to jail. What kind of smiley face are you trying to put on this? Just trying to attract more people to your Liberland scheme? And what's the end goal? What's he trying to get there? Is he really about freedom? Is he selling real estate? Does he have just the worst land in the world? He's trying to put a good spin on it?
Well, he wants recognition as a state, so that's kind of interesting. He's not really wanting to go fully in Capistan. They're still a constitutional republic, and they're basically asking the other states to recognize them as a state.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Does he have...
Because Croatia and Serbia refuse to.
Does he have men with guns?
I'm sure some of them have guns.
No. Well, then he's not a very good state, then, is he? And that's how you declare yourself a state. You don't write it on a piece of paper, right? If you want to be a state, you got to be violent, right? Now, I'm not for states, so I don't want violence, but I think that's how you declare it. Like, when the U.S. did it, I think that's how they did it.
Well, but even worse that you're, like, asking other states for permission to be a state.
Yeah. Hey, it's almost like the pathetic kid at the playground, you know, trying to play dodgeball with everyone else. Yeah, can we play? Can we be in your UN club? Will you recognize us? We have a flag too. No. You can't play. You don't have enough guns.
What does their flag look like?
I don't know. Their flag, it's I think it's yellow and black.
Are you looking for any kind of help?
Yeah, I think they need some armed guards. I think they need that, Brett, if you want to go be their army.
And I just stand in a swamp and don't let people in, or how does it work?
Yeah. Well, no, first you got to let people in and then, you know, regulate it. Like if there are too many people, you know, you got to be the immigration czar. And if the border people give you any problems, you know, you got to fight it out with them.
Well, this said he intends to operate on an open border policy, so I wonder.
Oh, he's got an open borders? Never mind, Brett.
I don't know. Well, starting a country sounds really hard. How did so many people do it?
Well, I don't know. They had help. Usually, it's one country that splits into two, right? It's like
meiosis. Or 100. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is that what's happening?
Usually the way.
Country meiosis?
The splitting up into smaller parts? You know, I always said that about the United States. Seems like a lot of space for one country. A lot of different culture for one country. Anywhere else in the world, or a lot of other places in the world, you know, the United States would cover, like, the space of 30 countries. Maybe it's too big.
Yeah. New York City should be its own country.
It could be. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them have
Florida
their own crazy
be its
rules.
Own country. It's...
Yeah, Florida can be its own country, definitely. Don't need any
it
of those
of
people immigrating.
Kind of is its own country. It's
yeah.
Texas.
It would be easier to sequester it when the time comes.
Yes.
Quarantine it. Defumigate that whole place.
Watch out for the Florida people.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
How come I've never heard anything nice about Florida? MK, isn't that where you live?
It is where I live.
Well, tell me something nice about
it. There are beaches.
Oranges. You know, it's the number one.
There are beaches and there are oranges.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's something nice.
It's the place where most people relocate from if they come to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, from what I've seen. It's like everyone's from Florida.
It's got to have some more coastline than any other state, except maybe Alaska. That's not good coastline, right? Florida must have the best coastline.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the beaches are really nice, especially in the area where I'm at. I'm about 20 minutes away from the beaches, but I don't go really that often. I grew up here, so it's not... it's kind of weird to kind of live where a lot of other people vacation.
Hmm.
So Yeah. It's fun, though. I mean, I just... You find your own secluded local spots and stuff because it gets crazy this time of year with tourists and all that. So I kind of seclude anyway. It's like, I don't want to be out there in the main parts of the beach. It can get nasty. But
that's cool. Do you have your own, like, private local places that you know about? Like, secret places away from where all the tourists go? Got, like,
I imagine they're a little private, more private beaches and stuff. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Now, I have a question. I know bird watching is a thing, and from what I've heard about Florida, is there such a thing as bug watching as a hobby?
Oh, there's so watching many bugs.
I heard the bugs there are great. It's great for bugs.
There's so many bugs. Oh, man. Well, and there's really bad mosquitoes and other types of strange bugs. Lots of ants, lots of fire ants. We actually, some of the hurricanes brought in these almost, I think they're called like African killer ants or something. They're a really bad form of fire ants. And so those have been around for the last, like, I guess 10 years or so. They were brought, you know, with
Why they got to be African
and just
ants?
Kind of took over.
Are they really
just,
from
I
Africa?
Don't know, supposedly the type. I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
I'm not into the bug watching things so much. I try to avoid them, but they'll latch onto you. It's scary. Mm. Well, there's a lot of wild animals and weird stuff here too, like lots of snakes and like weird, you know, kind of dangerous wildlife. And
have you ever had to wrestle an alligator?
No, those are more in kind of southern Florida. Where I'm kind of in the panhandle region. There's not a lot of alligators.
What do you get, killer turtles,
crocodiles? So there might be some killer turtles.
My friend in Daytona was telling me that there's water moccasins. Have you guys heard about these things?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
So, yeah, they're snakes.
Those
they're snakes
in the
water.
Ugh.
And they just,
they're
they
very
just bite
poisonous.
You. And you die.
Wait,
pretty much.
They're in the water or they float on the water? How does this work?
They're in the water.
They live
they are
in the
just
water.
Hiding in the water.
Oh, my God.
Waiting to bite. And kill river divers.
They don't want you.
It's true.
They want something small that they can eat. They don't want to kill you.
Well,
you can fly around. You can kick them in the face. They're a moccasin because you kick them with your moccasin.
Pick a water moccasin. I'll bite through the moccasin.
I'll kick them with my sneakers, my Air Jordans.
Shoot them with your Glock.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming, and Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has teamed up with Freedom's Phoenix and Bitcoin Not Bombs to bring you some surprises this year. Tired of the same old political promises? We're running some candidates that you can feel warm and fuzzy about wasting your vote on. This year, embrace your disillusionment by stopping by Vending Site 41 for the Vote for Nobody primary and snag key items to help you survive the wild anarchy of Porkfest. Remember, vote early, vote often, and vote harder.
Worms. Hey, our friend Shire Dude lives in the Shire, from whence Brett and I broadcast, and he has trial. Yeah. He has trial in the Shire this Tuesday, tomorrow, kind of. So he's a villain. He is parked in violation of city ordinances thrice and has to answer for his crimes. I'll be attending. Brett, will you be there?
I will. It's right down the street, so I might as well go. I support Shire Dude. I've had similar problems to the ones he's having with the parking here, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
How's anyone supposed to know?
Lots of places you can't park.
Yeah, well, this winter, as you may know, was a ridiculously cold and snowy winter, especially for New England. Mm-hmm. And in Manchester, where Shire Dude lives, they were changing the rules about where you can park, when you can park there, every other day and night. And the only update they had was through email, which, yeah, I get it. He's tech savvy. He should be getting emails. But it's like, who reads city emails? You know, that goes right into the junk mail folder. I don't know
no
about
one.
You.
Right.
Yeah, no one knows that. No one's going to follow this. So only city employees got away with their parking habits, and everyone else got a bunch of fines.
I can give you the rundown on this for those who are unfamiliar, since we are worldwide. And this is something that really only goes on in the Northeast. So, MK, you probably don't know this, but we have this thing called odd-even parking, right? And this is something that's in the winter. And, you know, what New Hampshire lacks in bugs and water moccasins, we make up for it in odd-even parking, which is one of the most confusing things that leads to a tremendous amount of tickets for really decent people who are just trying to park their car on the street and go to bed. On even days of the month, you can only park on the even street number side of the street. And same thing on odd days during the winter. But sometimes they change it and ban completely. And sometimes they change it and it's all one side parking. So I also got a few tickets for this over the course of last winter.
How many?
Yeah.
How many is a few? Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. But three is enough for them to threaten to put the boot on your car.
Yeah, and it's a lot in Manchester. Oh, wow. In Keene, it's $5. Who cares? And I get a whole court trial out of it. In Manchester, what's it, $75, $100?
It's $25. What? And then if you're just like, well, that's a silly thing to get a ticket for, and you don't pay it because, you know, I mean, who really thinks about there being a follow-up with parking tickets?
Yeah, you just ignore it.
Oh, they come to get you. And then if they see your car on the street, they'll put the boot on it.
Yeah. You're also doing some mobile activism, Brett.
I do what's called inspection sticker activism. I talked about it on the floor, and the show before. It's really easy to do. You just avoid getting your car inspected, and occasionally you will have to deal with the police. But yeah, it's been successful. I've done it for years, and it's cost me a little bit of money, but
yeah,
less than inspections would have cost.
I'm thinking of doing that, Brett. I think that's a real solution for me. You may have heard the last I was on The Fiends, I was talking about this car that I bought from, and I can't get it sold. I can't get it inspected, first of all. It won't pass inspection because there's some shock absorber problem with it. I don't really care. You know, I'll have a bumpier ride. No big deal. But it won't pass the inspection. So what am I supposed to do? I can't get it legal on the road. So I might as well just drive it illegally, right? If I can't sell it and I can't get it legal, what other option am I left with? I think I should do inspection sticker activism like you did.
I think you should.
Nice.
What's the consequence? I mean, what will happen if you're caught? Usually you put your head down. Oops, oh, I'm sorry. How could this have happened? I've got such a good driving record. It just must have slipped my mind. I'll get right on that. Is that what you do?
Yeah, that is pretty much what I do. So it's also a little bit of theater.
So you do a little bit of pretending? Do you ever start the waterworks? Start crying in front of the officer?
No. It's just feigning surprise and feigning disappointment with myself for not being on top of that.
Oh, yeah, you are a theater person.
Indeed.
All right, I want to hear about one of the series that you were doing when we come back from this trip to the free market. Worms. Earth. Stay safe. Don't be contacted by the government. Obama's a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, "You didn't build that"? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Meow. Worms, worms. Meow, 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 meow. Worms. Hey, bring up music up.
This is the Freedom Fiends. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Broadcast. passing the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region.
Woo!
Did you know the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT? No government license.
No government.
This allows reuse by anyone except governments. No government. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Worms.
Hey. Wormy worms.
Sup. Hey, you know, you shouldn't read like that. Actually, I'm just saying that. You know, I wanted to eliminate the word should completely from the dictionary. It doesn't serve any purpose. It implies something that you must do, but can't. Like, you know, you should really stop doing that. It implies like, oh, this is something you have to do, but you can't do it. So I eliminate it. Instead, I replace it with could. And it works in all situations. You know, you could stop doing that. And it's empowering.
Well, could implies an option. Should implies this objective, you know, preference of this other person.
Yeah, it's judgmental.
You shouldn't have to live for other people.
Yeah. And
it is.
It's not just for communicating with other people, but also with communicating to yourself. You know, how you, like, have an internal dialogue. You'll say things to yourself. It's like eliminating the word should has had wondrous effects for me. So I want to know about these 12 words, MK, that apparently should be banned completely. And should is not one of them, but it should be.
Yes. So fellow fiend Davi Barker shared this article with me. It's called 12 Words You Need to Ban from Your Vocabulary to Be a Better Ally. And it goes to name several words that I guess you're not allowed to say anymore. Words like lame. You can't use the word lame anymore because lame used to refer to handicapped people. I know. How lame is that? you can't use the word retarded anymore. You can't use the word colored.
That's true.
I don't know how many people use that word.
You can't use the word retarded anymore. That is mean. I'm with that one. You can use lame, but retarded, like, that literally means to slow things down, right? So if you're going to use it in that way, if you're going to say that something is, like, the progress was retarded, then you can literally mean that something has been slowed down. But I'm with that one. I don't want to make people with Down syndrome feel bad or make their family members feel bad. It's not nice. You know?
Well, see, and that's the intention with this article is like, oh, well, we don't want to make people feel bad with these words. But that's kind of paternalistic to me. That's basically saying these people can't handle hearing these
words. They can't.
You know, it's very protectionist. They can, though. They, like,
retarded
I totally
people
believe
and
they
their families
can. I'm sorry
have
if you're
to
getting...
hear that. I'm not, I don't know.
I don't like using the word, like, I would use it in it maybe, you know, to say that it's, you know, a word on this list. But yeah, it's not my favorite word. But saying that these people can't handle hearing it, I think is a little overly protective.
I feel like lame people can handle it. Okay, but you got legs that don't work. All right, you can get over it. That's nothing emotional or cognitive, right? But like Down syndrome
is.
Well,
so on the same... Yeah. Well, so on this list is so kind of incongruent, I think, because, okay, so the next word is colored. Okay, does anyone really use that anymore? I mean, maybe like
to describe
much older
a
people,
skin color?
Right?
Like to
yes,
calling
to
someone like a
people of color.
Huh. Well, what about saying people of color? Isn't that like the ultra PC thing to say?
Right, that's what they say. That's what the article says. It's like you should be using that word should. You should be using people of color instead of colored.
So don't say colored, say people of color. What's the difference?
She just says colored is outdated.
That's just like the fashion of words.
Just the way
now?
They used to say people of color back then, right? Like that's her way of saying like they just use slightly different terms. Terminology.
I like that. There,
know,
no reason for it. Just it's out of fashion. You know, that's just the old time. That's the old word. That's what grandma uses. All right, what's next? What else we got?
The next word is OCD. So
what's wrong with that?
You know how have you ever been? Well, it makes fun of people who actually have obsessive compulsive disorder. Like you know how sometimes have you ever said this? Like I know I've said this. It's like oh you know I need to have all of these details in line, I need things to be super clean, I'm just a little OCD, and it's like, I'm not actually OCD. But she's saying, oh, no, you're, you know,
You're hurting people's feelings. MK, what about the people who actually do have to open the door and shut it 40 times before they walk through it? I mean, you're hurting their feelings by saying that you're a little OCD when you need to have your desk be organized.
They're delicate flowers who can't handle hearing these words out.
Life's
in the world.
Tough. I got news for you.
How do these people survive? You know, like, how do they...
Yeah, you can't handle this. You can't handle life. I'm sorry. You better not leave your house. Don't try and do anything.
Do these people... Like, I wonder if they've ever been on the internet, because if you think real life is bad,
oh, no.
I mean, how do these people survive on the internet?
No.
Really?
They're on the protected internet. They're with AOL still. They got the right. They got their free disks in the mail, and they're still working on 3 hours.
Yeah.
So what other words? So far we've got... All right, we're not using retarded, colored, or
We can't
lame.
Use derp.
Derp, why not?
Can't use derp.
Why can't we use that? What's wrong with derp? Who could possibly be offended by that?
Well, this person on Twitter is very offended.
Oh, a person.
It's an ableist term.
A person on the
a
internet.
Person.
Oh, it's ableist.
I mean, the research for this article is basically like, this person on the internet was offended by this word, therefore you shouldn't use it.
Therefore,
that's pretty much what
ban.
This article is.
Yeah, so why
therefore,
limit it to 12?
Don't use it.
Why stick at 12? Why not just keep a running list of words that we're going to ban? Anyone who gets offended, wants to be a crybaby about it, goes and adds that word to the list.
Well, and Davi was saying, we were joking about this. He's like, you know, this could be solved by licensing. Maybe certain people should only be allowed to say certain words.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm for that.
Like so how do you do number 6, which would be crazy? So do only like crazy people get to use the word crazy? Just saying you can't use crazy.
Yeah, and pop songwriters. They can use the word crazy. It's all they got.
Right.
So
let's see.
Crazy that really is one. They're saying like, oh, you're offending the mentally insane? You're offending...
Yeah, it's making light of mental illness is what this person is
Man, this
arguing.
Whoever made this list has no joy in their life whatsoever.
No.
Just all the fun no sucked joy. Right out of them. I mean, don't offend anybody. I mean, their house must be just covered in pillows and Nerf material. Nobody gets hurt. Yeah, so what other words does this Nazi want to ban?
Well, it's so crazy because she's doing this from the perspective of like an ally, which is a term for someone who does not share, I guess, the same characteristics as a marginalized person. So they don't share their lived experience. They're their ally, but they don't quite understand what it's like to be in that oppressed group. So she's basically saying you have to like ban these words from your vocabulary to be a better supporter of these marginalized people. And that's so, that just makes me, it's so condescending. It's like a really subtle condescension. And
are you offended by it? You feel offended?
I'm triggered. I am triggered by this list of words that I can't say anymore, or this person on the internet said I can't say these words.
But you
words.
Say it's condescending, so it obviously affected you somehow.
Well, I think it's condescending to the people that they're claiming to be allies to.
So you're a bigger
ally
to them.
Because they're basically saying, oh, no, you people can't handle this. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't, you know.
You're a bigger ally than she is.
I support people. I mean, I support people's right to individualism and to, they shouldn't be protected from words. And I mean, I don't think that
you
most
say
people are so affected by words.
Yeah.
Oh, I do, though.
You want to say them. You want to say all these words to the people with Down syndrome. How dare you? You have no line.
To their face.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for tact here, right? Like, you can't...
Oh, yeah.
Like, words can't be banned, but also don't go using them frivolously to hurt people's feelings. That's not cool. You know, like,
right.
I think it all falls in line with the golden rule, sort of, and not to be all religious and whatnot, but, you know, the golden rule can be just as secular as it is religious, but you wouldn't want to use words in a way that you wouldn't want other people to use them against you. So,
well, exactly, and that's what I, when I'm talking to people and, you know, my real life situations, these are not words that I would really typically be using. Yeah,
herp derp
really
is offensive.
Don't want to offend people.
Herp derp is straight up offensive. That's a way to just make fun of somebody. Somebody says something stupid, and you saying herp derp is like adding you're mentally challenged to the statement.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, what kind of defense do you have for that, MK?
Herp derp is offensive. Don't want to offend people.
Herp derp is straight up a way to just make fun of somebody.
Echo. Well, so yeah, I mean, I don't have a defense of that word in particular because it's more so the concept of banning words that I'm against. They're not words that I would typically use. Like, I'm not like pro, like everyone should be saying herp derp. I just don't, you know, I just don't think a lot of times it's necessary. But I also don't think it's necessary to say, oh, well, you can't possibly say that because these people might be offended by it, as if this person can speak for these other people who may be offended. It's this step of being like, I can claim to speak for these marginalized people.
Banning.
I don't know.
Banning. Banning.
Yeah, okay.
Banning.
All right,
that's
Sangria.
Right.
We'll ban banning.
Sangria.
Yeah.
Now, number seven is actually a word that, like, I don't use, and I've actually been like, hey, like, that. I don't know that that's very cool to use. And it's the word tranny.
That
and,
one's I mean, fine. Come on. What do you mean,
see,
hey?
See, different people say it's fine, right? Like, so, yes. But I, you know, I've been told by other people, it's like, no, that's not acceptable. Like,
oh,
do not use
on.
That word around me.
No, I'm the host so, of like, Flaming Freedom. Let me tell you, tranny is okay.
So tranny is okay.
Yeah. Fiddle of the chops to handle a word.
I've heard different things.
You can't walk in heels.
I got yelled at by a tranny for saying tranny the other day on Facebook.
Yeah.
I got yelled at by a tranny for saying tranny the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, they're vindictive. You know, you don't want to get on the bad side.
Them?
Yeah, I'm going to collectivize here. Okay, but RuPaul says it's not the word itself.
I've had a few things in me.
But the intention behind the word.
Hey, I've had a few things in me.
Disgusting.
Worms.
Sangria.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
You little faggot. You little faggot. You little faggot.
Whoa, watch your mouth.
Sangeeta.
We that didn't invite should be you. On this list.
You know, when we invited you back on this show, we thought that we were going to have some respect. That you were going to follow the golden rule. Treat us the way...
I have things to say about tranny.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, why don't you lay it down on us? What do you got to say about tranny?
My disability service avatar, Sangeeta, is now a legal voting resident of New Hampshire.
Oh, that's impressive. I am also...
And I just tweeted that to your governor.
Oh, wow.
There you go. I love that you can tweet at governors.
Our governor stinks.
Yeah,
seriously.
So
her feet stink almost as bad as Obama. She's got a bill before her
She's
desk.
A socialist.
Totally. She wants tyranny. The House and Senate of New Hampshire both voted for a constitutional carry bill. Basically, the Constitution's your permit to carry a gun.
And the whore and her feet stink.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm going to veto that. I'm like, come on. New Hampshire, you're behind Vermont and Maine, your neighbors. You're the live, free, or die state. This governor stinks. And she's
New
got
hamster.
Her, she's
New
got
hamster.
Her own vodka, though.
New hamster.
Yeah, what do you got to say about tranny, Sangeeta? Sangeeta.
Yeah, this word that
Margarita.
We're not allowed to say. Or I'm not allowed to say.
I want them to thrive. I want them to thrive.
Yeah, I want them to drive, too.
But.
Yeah, They should drive to the club.
Thrive.
You're probably saying thrive, but I'm just going to change that to drive. I want them to drive.
We want them to do both.
They should have the freedom to drive like everyone else.
But I do not want to have to celebrate them.
Yes.
Celebrate them.
We don't want to be celebrities with them.
I kind of think it's unnatural. Funny.
Yeah. Really? You think it's unnatural? That's crazy.
And I like men inside me.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think this is weird that this random blogger thinks she can tell RuPaul what to say. And I like to wear ladies' clothing.
Yeah, let's... Sangeeta, you know, you've got the right... I don't know. Why do you think it's wrong? I mean, on what basis?
But trannies are loud and pushy.
I don't know what basis you would have to declare it to be wrong.
They are very Singlish.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with trans.
I mean, let people do whatever they want to do.
It's cutting off healthy tissue.
Yeah, I'm with you. But it's their healthy tissue. They get to decide what to do with it. I mean, you could call it self-mutilation, but should that be a crime? You know,
People have used surgery to change their bodies for thousands of years. I mean, I don't think it's really anything new. I mean, technology is only going to help us change our bodies in all kinds of ways.
I think plastic surgery is kind of funky too.
Coming years.
Oh, well, now you're just wrong, Sangeeta, because plastic surgery is just the best thing that's ever been invented. I mean, thank goodness.
Give me your lungs. Plastic surgery,
dude? Big fan.
Give me your lungs.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of surgeries do you like?
Everything, all of the plastic surgery that could possibly exist, I'm for it. Go for it. Modify.
I kind of want to be a robot.
Tweak. Do whatever you want.
Lung transplants.
I think it'd be cool to be part cyborg.
I'm a robot.
I would get a facelift. You know, when it's time, I'll like stretch out the skin on my face to appear younger. I'll get my neck lifted so I don't have that turkey neck thing going on.
MK would be a sexy robot.
My gay uncles have butt implants. They actually got silicone put in their butt, so they've got a nicer one.
I've heard of those.
Sangeeta is hitting on you.
And calves. Maybe I would do that.
MK.
And lipo. Lipo in the tummy. What about you, MK? Have you thought about plastic surgery?
I don't really. I wouldn't get plastic surgery. I want to become a cyborg, though.
Like, well, you can't be a cyborg without plastic surgery.
She's perfect disease.
Well, right, that's the only kind of, like, plastic
she's perfect
surgery
disease.
Type stuff.
Yeah, I know she's perfect, but time ages us all.
You tease.
You won't be that way forever.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, yeah.
So when's the Botox coming out?
Us women have a short shelf life here.
No, we all do.
Needles freak me out in my face. Like, the Botox kind of... I don't like the needles in my face. The idea of needles
in my face. Well, what if it were nanobots?
Sangeeta wants to lick MK in the morning dew. Sangeeta wants to lick MK in the morning dew.
What if it were nanobots that you could just, you know, swallow in a pill and then they'll do the job for you?
Now, I might be able to get down with that.
See,
yeah,
that's what
nanobots
I see because that's what I envision
doing stuff.
That's what transgender people would have. You know, Sangeeta talks about, oh, it's unnatural. It's removing healthy tissue to be transgender. Well, today in 2015, it is. But I could see a future where you take some nanobots and you can change your gender like you change
nanobots
your shirt.
Nanobots will turn you into Grey Goo. Nanobots will turn you into Grey Goo. Nanobots will turn you into Grey Goo. Nanobots will turn you into Grey Goo.
Worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends, we are back with a list of words you can't say. You're not allowed to say them.
Worms.
Sanjeev got replaced by a white American with an MBA from Harvard.
Sanjeev got replaced by a white American with an MBA from Harvard.
No, if only.
That Sangeeta would take my job, so I had to preemptively, you know.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard about a white guy taking a woman named Sangeeta's job here. So this is, we're talking about things you can't say.
The list is totally retarded.
Ugh.
Well, that brings us to number 8 on the list, which is the word illegal.
I can say that.
Sangeeta can say that, maybe.
Sangeeta
can say anything. I'm not allowed to say that.
MK, explain why. MK, explain why.
So yeah, this lady is saying you can't say illegal in reference to immigrant populations. And that's not a word I use anyway, because I don't think people can be illegal. So, I mean, I kind of agree with this one. I mean, I wouldn't say you can't use it, but it's very tacky sounding. Like when I hear, this is
Michael Dean,
the type of person I hear
enabled.
Using the word illegal. Yes, you are.
Differently abled. Is that way to say that? It's not you're disabled, you're differently abled.
Yes, you little faggot.
Yes.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
It's not on the list.
See, this is what happens when you let them illegals in, taking over your radio stations.
Anyway.
So that's what I hear when I hear the word illegal. It's usually said in that accent, and it's not a word I use to describe people.
Yeah.
And there are very few activities that I think should be illegal also. So, and she's saying that a more inclusive term you should use is undocumented immigrants. But
oh,
I think
yeah,
that's
right.
Too.
Yeah, like you
no,
can
why
replace
don't we just call them people who want to move
jazz
here.
Folk.
How can you
I used to smoke grass with the colored jazz folk.
How you can't say that, Sangeeta. How can you replace a 3-syllable word with something like 16 syllables long? That's no substitute. Don't give me that.
Well, she said we had to use our imagination, which I found insulting because I didn't watch Barney as a kid, so I don't know how to use my imagination. So she needs to check her imagination privilege.
Yeah.
So
calling people illegal
for a woman. I can say whatever I want, white boy. I'm a mute for a woman. I'm a mute for a woman. I can say whatever I want, white boy.
Well, back to Brett's point about the U.S. being so huge that it's got all these different cultures and stuff. You know, there's only a certain group of people who uses the term illegals, and it's all the people in the South. It's the people in the in the border. There's no people up in Michigan talking
I'm
about
illegal.
Those illegals crossing over from Canada.
I think conservatives use it across the country.
Really?
That's an accepted term.
They care? Conservatives in Iowa care about illegals?
Oh, yeah, they would definitely.
Oh, totally.
Term.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Well, then I've misunderstood their concerns.
It's called.
It's not just local, it's a national.
Brett doesn't know what a bellist is. Brett doesn't know what a bellist is.
I don't know what a bellist is.
Ableist.
Ableist. I do now. And I guess I am one, right?
Yeah.
Explain it.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, so what is an ableist? This is somebody who has all of their functioning abilities, in other words, a normal human being, but that sounds like a hard, bad way to say it, because we're all normal. We're all weird and different in our own ways.
Someone who's not maybe physically disabled.
Yeah, someone who's not handicapped.
Not
I don't
me,
know,
I
we're all handicapped
Chinese.
In some ways. But in order to get this term, you kind of have to think like a collectivist, too. Like, you know, there are able people and disabled people, right? Or differently abled people. We're all disabled in some way.
Yeah, and an ableist would be someone who's somehow discriminates against people who are disabled or differently abled.
We all have challenges.
Oh, right.
I like differently abled, actually. I didn't like that at first, but now that I think about it, you know, there's like people who are born without arms, and then they can paint with their feet.
Yeah,
they are differently abled.
I've seen that. It's amazing.
That is a very different ability than what I would expect.
Yeah, it's amazing what people could accomplish before this culture of victimization. You know? And now it's just, I forget who it was who talked about the concept of insensitivity training, that people would function better in society if their skin was thicker. And it doesn't mean we can't be compassionate and empathetic and understanding of people who are different or have different challenges or different viewpoints. But making everybody into these soft little, you know, being afraid of everything, of using certain words, of watching our words so carefully, like, that's not
no
good
kids.
For communication at all.
No kids.
Yeah.
And I would like to see more inappropriate things become okay. I would like to see more things being put on the table, you know?
Yeah, people being offended.
All libertarians are differently abled.
It's not the end of the world.
All libertarians are differently abled.
Yeah, they're super geniuses.
Yes.
What's the next one, MK?
Yes, you little faggot.
Hey, shut up. You be nice, robot.
Derek has a gun lookout. Derek has a gun lookout.
Yeah, I do now. Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Oh, man, I was talking throughout that whole...
Gun.
The CIA gotcha, MK. We got you back.
Gun.
All right. Yeah, so I'm not sure how much of that you heard, but in regards to therapy and triggering, it's something that is good to confront and work out as opposed to running from and hiding.
It's like you just dropped in after being abducted by aliens in the middle of a movie. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, so Brett was talking about, insensitivity training. And they've been doing a lot more research as far as confronting your triggers. So you may have heard of trigger warnings or being triggered by something, and that's a very emotional response to something that is rooted in a traumatic event.
Yeah, my trigger is the word trigger warning.
Right. Well, some people, I've been triggered before. I understand that it is a very uncomfortable
trigger warning
process,
Sangeeta would totally wreck
but it's
that girl
better
MK.
For you.
Trigger warning Sangeeta would totally wreck that girl MK.
All right. But it's something that's better to confront instead of running away. And that's why I have such a problem with
Derek
this list of words, is it's saying that these people can't handle these words because they're just too delicate. And I'm sorry, you're going to hear worse words than this.
Brett can film it.
You know, in real life and definitely on the internet. You can't run away from the words.
Yeah, but that's because she's differently abled, Brett.
Okay.
You can't say these things.
I agree. I just want to reiterate what MK said.
Brett can film it.
That's really important, that we get stronger by confronting things. It's a really important thing to do in life. And now there's this language that's developing. And again, it doesn't mean that I'm not being understanding of the people who have these experiences and are troubled by these things, but there's this language developing that's
Brett is owned for bad audio last hour. Brett is owned for bad audio last hour.
I completely lost my train of thought.
That's what happens.
Brett was differently audio abled.
Very differently audio abled tonight. But now there's kind of like this censorship that's happening with just these words like I'm triggered. Now you have to conform to this increasingly sensitive. And I don't even think people are really thinking carefully about this. They're just this happens a lot. People just repeat things that they hear others say. I have a friend who's a musician and hangs around with a lot of college age people, and he said he hears this a lot, just like it's an echo chamber. So society is becoming in many ways oversensitive, which is basically an invitation to not do what MK said, to confront these things and actually heal and grow from those experiences.
What do you think they're afraid of?
Bubble wrap existence.
Well, with the confrontation, I mean, what do you think people like? Let's take for example the word tranny. Like, I think it's fine. MK thought it wasn't. Like, if I use that word and it offends somebody, I mean, what are you afraid is going to happen, MK? Am I going to hurt? Like, is it just offensive? Like, it's just a mean thing to say because it's going to hurt their feelings, or is it wrong to
say?
With
words, I wouldn't say, well, I view it as an etiquette thing. I'm not trying to offend anyone that I'm just meeting. You know, I try to be polite when I'm talking with people.
Okay.
And not say things that might offend them in some way. Now, if I get to know them better, I mean, I'm not the most PC person either. And I've said a lot of words on this list. So, saying it's wrong to say a word, there are certain words that are offensive and are said with really offensive intentions. But I think RuPaul had a point in that tweet where he's basically saying it's the intention that matters behind the word.
Yes.
And there are even words that people have reclaimed. So, you know, for example, the women's movement have reclaimed the B word. And they're like, you know, this no longer has power over us. We're not going to allow people to use this word to oppress us and slander us. We want to reclaim this word. Or even the word slut, for example. That's a word that's being reclaimed by people to a degree. And even the word, tranny is sometimes even one of those words that people have claimed to reclaim. So, and I can't speak for that. I don't know enough about that culture. But, it's a word I don't use in case it offends someone, but it's not something that I think is objectively wrong to use or to, it's wrong to ban it, I think, to say that these people are so delicate that they can't stand to hear this word. It's just overly protectionist.
Yeah, it's the
I think people.
Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, I just think people should be able to have a conversation instead of just having this shorthand for shut up, like saying I'm triggered.
Yeah.
If someone could say, you know, that offends me, and there could actually be a conversation about why, that's far more preferable as far as achieving understanding than just having like a code language to get people to stop talking and, you know, never really address what the issue is.
Do you think at some level they know that there is...
I got yelled at by a tranny for calling Bruce Jenner Bruce when talking about him in the 70s. I got yelled at by a tranny for calling Bruce Jenner Bruce when talking about him in the 70s.
Yeah. She is Jenna Bruce.
She said that was his dead name.
Hmm. I'm lost now because Sangeeta always gets to me. But I was thinking about, the word...
Dead name.
The intention behind the word is what matters. Like, you could say someone's name and have it be offensive, you know? Like, oh yeah, that was really smart, MK... You know, or
Derek.
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 The way you say somebody's name could be offensive. So it's not the word. Worms.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
Hey, this is Squisklar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. And you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Guys.
Hey.
Yes, Brett?
I never got a wrestling name.
Oh.
This is my third appearance on the show. Yeah, this is my third appearance.
What do you want your wrestling name?
Party Crasher? I don't know. I want to throw that out to the audience.
Oh,
fans,
okay.
And see if they can help out. I've been eating a lot of sardines lately, so maybe that could be my animal. Is that too long?
The golden sardine.
Wow.
I don't know.
You're on the right track. That's pretty good.
Is that what you were thinking?
But, you know, the first time I was on the show, I didn't want to be a party crasher, just show up for the first time and demand a wrestling name. But now that I've been here three times, I think I've earned it.
I'll agree with you.
I'd say so.
You
need a wrestling name.
Yeah, but I can't think of anything that has to do with sardines that would be anything kind of cool.
But it should be. Should it reflect like the qualities of my being,
or yes.
something about my personality or appearance?
Yes.
Or how does it usually work?
Yeah, it has to have some tie-in the with your personality.
The sardine adjunct professor. The sardine adjunct professor.
The sardine adjunct.
The sardine adjunct professor.
Okay,
it's too long. It's too. And it's not alliterative enough, I think, for a wrestling name. I think it should be the S something sardine, or I don't know. But maybe sardine is not the right animal. Maybe it doesn't need to
what
be
about
sardines
a,
just because I'm eating them.
What about the guppy with the golden gun?
The saucy sardine.
The guppy with sardine. The golden gun?
Yeah.
What's the golden sardine. Gun?
Your brain.
Oh.
I don't know. All that right. was just a that was just a suggestion from a listener.
The man okay. with the golden penis.
I thought of more than one thing the golden gun could be, but I don't know. I mean, I thought of like four things.
School of Fish sucks.
The man with the golden penis.
That I like, but it's too long for a wrestling name.
Hmm.
Yeah,
and it's
it
not appropriate for radio.
Snappier.
I mean, imagine if it wasn't a computer woman that said that. Imagine if I just introduced myself.
The man
that.
With the crappy headset.
it's just ghetto.
These are, yeah.
Whoa, you can't say that.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, we'll
it's
think of
rock.
Something.
All right.
We'll think of a good punk rock name for you.
Yes, please.
Okay.
There you go.
You know, leave your best suggestion in the comments of this episode at freedomfiends.com.
Bread aside. Bread aside.
Bread aside? So, like...
Bread aside.
Yes, you little faggot.
That sounds pretty...
Wow.
That sounds too hardcore. Yeah, I'm really getting beat up by Sangrita here. So,
she's being very rude
sorry.
Today.
The last yeah, I don't believe that apology. That doesn't sound very sincere.
I'll give you a happy ending.
So
at this point, I just wanted to ask, has this been explained what this
to
voice
apologize.
Is to the listeners? Because this could be pretty disorienting if somebody was just tuning in and they hear three humans plus this person.
I don't know. Do you want to explain?
I'm disabled vocally.
Yeah.
I don't know if I understand it, what it is. I know where it comes from, but...
It's my vocal avatar.
Yes, it's Michael Dean. Vocal avatar.
Michael Dean.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he is here with us.
Because he's differently
because
abled.
I can't speak.
He's differently abled, and we're not going to make fun of him or call him retarded, because we don't use those words anymore. We use... What was the suggestion instead?
This list is retarded.
The word retarded?
Yeah, there isn't one. They don't even give a suggestion.
They
don't even give one.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to think up a different word to use?
They just mean stupid.
So we're not going to call Michael stupid.
I mean, at thesauruses, that's practically a luxury. I mean,
we're not going to call anyone lame. In fact, we're just going to stop using the English language altogether.
We should just bow our heads down and not speak.
Yeah.
This seems to be what people on Twitter want. According to the screenshots of this article.
Tomorrow, I think we'll just meow. Just the whole episode. Meowing and mumbling into microphones.
This is Twitter on the radio.
But what about the dogs?
I love that way.
How is Twitter on the radio?
Wow.
Meow.
Well said.
Worms. Hey, I had fun, guys.
Wormies.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was great.
It was
so
awesome.
Good to have you on, the golden sardine.
I love you all. I love you all.
We could all do this in the same room one day.
Yes.
Worms.
It could happen.
Meow. Next week you can.
Oh.
Woo. Borkfest.